Last weekend, I had the pleasure of participating in a collage workshop at the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library, part of their Senior Stories series. Although I'm not a senior, the workshop was open to everyone, and as an arts and crafts enthusiast, it was the perfect opportunity to add some joy to these dreary winter days. Spring is in 32 days, but who's counting? The workshop was led by local artist Sharisha McIntyre, who regularly hosts art workshops throughout the county. She began by sharing examples of collage work from various artists, including some of her own, sparking inspiration among the participants. At the front of the room, a table was overflowing with creative supplies, blank canvases, cardstock, pom-poms, stickers, and jewels, each inviting us to craft something uniquely our own. And in the corner? A treasure trove of magazines and scrap papers for us to sift through and cut from. The moment I picked up my scissors, I was transported back to my childhood. Memories of crafting collages in elementary school came rushing back, cutting and pasting images of my favorite celebrities, sports stars, and family moments. It was such a fun and expressive way to capture my passions through art. For this workshop, I decided to create a collage that reflected my happy place. The first image I cut out was of a woman reading a book with a cup of coffee, which set the tone for my piece. From there, I found pictures and phrases that brought me joy, Diet Coke, a woman in a yoga pose, cinnamon rolls. With each cut and paste, I felt a sense of relaxation and nostalgia. Sharisha introduced us to a unique paper ripping technique that added a vintage touch to our artwork. As I listened to the rhythmic sounds of cutting and tearing, I was reminded of the trending ASMR, Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, videos on social media that bring a sense of calm and relaxation. It was unexpectedly soothing, making the two-hour workshop fly by in what felt like minutes. At the end of the session, we had the chance to share our work, and Sharisha handed out envelopes for us to take home extra pieces to continue our projects later. I left feeling accomplished and inspired. It was nice tapping back into my creative side. My finished collage now sits in my reading nook, serving as a daily reminder of the simple things that bring me happiness. The Bradford Library's Senior Stories series continues throughout the month with more engaging workshops, including a portraiture session with local photographer Jim Craigmile and a session on the art of interviewing with podcaster Amanda Cupido. These events are free and open to all, making them a fantastic way to explore creativity and connect with the community. For more details, visit the library website. If you're looking for a way to beat the winter blues, I highly recommend diving into an art workshop. You never know what inspiration you might find or what memories will be uncovered. Natasha Philpott is a Barbie-loving, cat-obsessed writer who lives in Bradford with her husband and two boys. Follow her on Instagram here, @TashaPhilly.